This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Appalachia. Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner and the Wall Street Journal guides me to say it correctly. Appalachia, 423 counties stretching from the flyover country all the way through into New York. Appalachia is the home of dreams. One of those dreams is either to find a place here in a hollow or to get out. I learned this from Selena because J.D. Vance is now in the national conversation. And apparently, there are people in New York and California who have never met anybody from Appalachia. Selena, a very good evening to you. Appalachia is a beauty, and you describe it romantically as you write it up here. But those counties have been part of the conversation in Washington for many decades. We were reviewing how Richard Nixon campaigned there for Eisenhower in the 50s. That LBJ and Kennedy both paid a great deal of attention to it. LBJ, the war on poverty in Appalachia. Kennedy beat Hubert Humphrey in Appalachia and won the nomination for the Democrats in 1960. So here we are in the 21st century, and it appears that the professional class has either forgotten what they learned or never wanted to learn about Appalachia. J.D. Vance perfectly describes somebody who got out and yet remembers it wonderfully. He is Appalachia, and you measure 200 miles between where his grandparents ushered him in to the wonder of Appalachia and Middletown, Ohio, where his family grew up in the rough conditions of the Rust Belt. What did he learn in Appalachia that the people in New York and Los Angeles don't know? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you so much. And I have to admit that I live in the middle of Appalachia. Pittsburgh is fondly called the Paris of Appalachia. It's the largest city in Appalachia, which stretches from New York all the way down to Mississippi. Forever and a day, this was what was referred to as yellow dog Democrats. The people that lived and worked and lived here were always Democrats. However, that began to change in 2010, and by 2016, it completely flipped over from Democrat to Republican. Mostly because the parties changed. The people really didn't change. They've always sort of, there's always been this generational ethic of hard work and family. And that's exactly what J.D. Vance learned from his upbringing in Jackson, Kentucky, one of the poorest counties in the state of Kentucky, which is where his grandparents were from and where he spent his summers, but also where he had the best part of his life. In Middletown, Ohio, his family life was often in turmoil. His mother was addicted to prescription medicine, and his father was nowhere to be found. And so it was in the clannish a family of his mother's side, his grandmother and grandfather, where he found stability and love and the value of hard work. He would see his grandfather go off to work. He would see how hard his grandmother worked, keeping the family together. And so that's sort of where his moral character was born.
And Kentucky today is a success and to be celebrated. And yet at the same time, it would appear that the political class in Kentucky want to challenge J.D. Vance's memories. Is that how to read this, these disparaging remarks made that he's not from here? Why say that?
Well, that's the curiosity. And it makes little sense to a geography professor who has taught about Appalachia his entire career. And he found the entire thing very curious, because why would you try to strip away someone's sense of place? Place is very, very important in the in the history of American, whether they kept moving because of opportunity or because of ambition, or if they stayed in that same place that their father's father, you know, first settled in. There, you are often always still identify and in place. And that's what Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear did to J.D. Vance when it was announced that he was going to be the vice presidential pick. And I could think of many reasons why. You know, Beshear is a Democrat. He's very ambitious. He's the son of a former governor and, you know, has always been on this national trajectory. But you can criticize Vance, you know, from the opposing party, you know, the different world views. But to go after where he was from, I thought, but also the geography professor thought, why there? Why go there? Why would you try to strip that away?
The explanation could be, and it's suggested in your piece in the Washington Examiner, that people from New York and Los Angeles don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what means Appalachia represents. They don't know what Middletown represents. They don't know the Rust Belt. We just read about these things. I'm guilty as well. I was in Appalachia once in my life on a big trip I made with my father on a sales call into Kentucky. And it's a completely different world. It's extremely friendly. New York.
Yes.
New York and Los Angeles are not friendly. So the assumption. But then there's this other thing, Selena. Why do they mock? Why do they do this?
You know, it has been going on since the beginning of the 20th century. There is this this intuition to make people from Appalachia other, right? Like not one of us. You know, maybe it's because of the way that we talk. I know I definitely have an accent. But also it is because, you know, they are, and to go back to place, they are happy not to move out and up, you know, and move to New York City. And if they do, oftentimes they come back. In the area that I live in Appalachia, 8 out of 10 people live within 4 miles of where they grew up. They embrace that, where people in New York and D.C. and L.A., they tend to be more transient. And there's nothing wrong with either. But for some reason, there is a belief system among elites is if you are not transient, if you don't continue to be transient, if you don't keep moving up, you are not successful, you are not bright, you are not as good as we are.
J.D. Vance right now, he's a very young man. He has many miles to go as a political actor. Appalachia must be very pleased with him, Selena. Is that the general understanding? He's one of us. We have 30 seconds.
Yes, absolutely. Despite the national press trying to disparage and sort of make fun and write these stories about three people in Appalachia that don't like him, he will resonate in the most important counties in our country when it comes to this election. Erie County, Pennsylvania, Macomb County, Michigan, in Ohio, in all these stretches of the country where both Democrat and Republican presidential candidates rarely show up.
Selena Zito, Washington Examiner, Wall Street Journal. I'm John Batchelor.